Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains, and today we're talking about something we talked about last week, and that is some sports retail stocks to consider buying right now. But before we do that, I want to say, remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. So last week we talked about Deckers Outdoor Corporation, Yeti, and Columbia Sportswear. So you can go back and check out that episode if you missed that. So those were some highly ranked Zacks companies that are in this sports retail world that are definitely worth checking out, because we all know about Nike and Adidas and even Under Armour. But Under Armour, speaking of them, we're going to start with Under Armour because they're a company that the Zacks rank is picking up pretty often, and they're right now a Zacks rank number two. And this is a company, so that's a Zacks rank buy stock right now. This is a company I don't personally love, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a good stock to consider buying right now. Under Armour stock, so that's trading under UAA, is up 24% this year. That's above Adidas' 22% climb and above Nike's 15% climb. And it's even neck and neck with Nike over the last 12 months, up 29% compared to Nike's 26%. And it's well above Adidas over the last 12 months, which is only up 2% over the last year. So this has been a stock that kind of, it's a trader stock at the moment, because some of the company's core fundamentals in terms of growth do not look that strong. We've talked about this before on the podcast. North American sales, not the strongest. In Q4, they were down 6% with some worrying trends going forward. But as I mentioned, that doesn't mean it's not a good stock to consider buying right now, especially as the industry is trending up in a hole overall. So Under Armour can get kind of a point of that. And we have mentioned some of the reasons why they're not doing as well, because of this lack of an athleisure business. But we're not going to get into the reasons they're not doing well today, because it's a stock that it's worth taking a look at if you go on Zacks.com and see a little bit what of our estimates are talking about. But they are in the news, and they were in the news over the weekend, because it was a big deal for Under Armour. Kevin Plank, their CEO, talked about it. There was two Under Armour teams in the Final Four of college basketball, the NCAA March Madness. So that's always good. That's the reason these companies are spending millions of dollars to sponsor college and professional teams, is to get on that big stage and get that brand out there. So unfortunately, only one of the teams made it to the final. So that'll be Texas Tech wearing Under Armour gear tonight versus Virginia for the NCAA championship game tonight. And as I mentioned, yeah, Kevin Plank, the CEO, is pretty positive about having two teams in the Final Four. And he was quoted over on Friday saying, "I think this really emphasizes the performance aspect we take into our brand," of saying that this is like, there's a much longer quote. He's saying our products are about performance. And this is also something I've talked about on the show, that they are at their core a performance on the court company, where this off the court athleisure wear has grown so much in the last few years. But they're the on the court brand, on the field brand. And that also speaks to, over the last couple weeks, they recently announced they've hired a new chief design officer. He joins Under Armour from Black Diamond Equipment, which where he served as the vice president of product and design. And this kind of speaks to the overall trend of what Under Armour is doing. They're kind of zigging while everyone else is zagging. They're sticking to this core performance model, because Black Diamond, for those of you who don't know, they make ski gear, backcountry stuff. They're that performance brand. He has also worked at Nike and General Motors before, so a very diverse design background. But it seems with a hire like this that they're continuing to do this core of performance when everyone else is doing athleisure. They maybe have just decided that that's not going to be where we're going to grow. We're just not competing on that level with Adidas and Nike and Puma and even Lululemon. So they're gonna stick to maybe what they know best. So that could be a really good sign for the company going forward. Now, I want to quickly take a look at our estimates for the full year 2019, which is a big reason why it's a Zacks rank number two buy right now. So for the full year, our Zacks estimates are calling for 3.8 6% top line growth, so 3.6% revenue growth for the full year to just around $5.4 billion. So some solid top line growth. And then this bottom line growth is really why Zach's rank is picking up the Under Armour stock right now. And that's because we're calling for 26% growth on the bottom line for the full year. So 34 cents per share for the full year, really solid bottom line growth with 7 upward estimate revisions over the last 60 days. So that's really why you're seeing this strong Zach's rank. And then we're also seeing some positive revision trends for fiscal 2020. So as I've mentioned now a couple times, that's why it's getting picked up in our Zach's rank right now as a number two buy. So Under Armour stock, as I mentioned, is up pretty big to start the year, outpacing some of its competitors. So definitely a stock worth considering at the moment, especially if you go into some of their financials on the bottom line. And another company that I've already mentioned today in regards to Under Armour is a company that I've talked about at length on this show before, and it's a company that a lot of people are continuing to talk about, and they look as hot as ever. The stock looks maybe as hot as ever, so I'm not going to stop talking about them, and that is Lululemon. They're coming off the athleisure and yoga apparel giant is coming off blowout earnings a few weeks back. As I mentioned, the stock looks as hot as ever. Total revenue was up roughly 26% in the fourth quarter to $1.2 billion. They had comps up 17%. So same store, in-store sales up 7%. Solid growth for any retail company. And then e-commerce comps were up 39%. So total e-commerce revenue was up 30%, which is, that's we want, this is great growth for the company. E-commerce growth, in-store sales growth, all huge, 26% top-line growth. Great to see from them. They opened more stores. They opened 14 new stores in Q4, including 6 in Asia, which is a market they're trying to grow their brand in, as many retailers are, especially in that greater China area. But at the moment, the United States and Canada, with Australia and New Zealand being their smallest markets, but United States, Canada, by far their biggest markets. The stock is up 40% this year to crush its industry's 26% average. It's up 90% over the last 12 months. That's compared to its industry's 19% climb in the S&P 500's 10% climb. So Lululemon stock continues to crush the market and its peers. And so the company, it's a Vancouver-based company, and it started as a yoga apparel company, and it's really kind of transformed into a much bigger overall fashion sports-based retail brand. They're trying to push out their menswear offerings more than ever, shoes, outerwear, coats, more work-appropriate fashion, polos, all of that stuff. I've talked about before that they should eventually sponsor a golfer. It kind of seems right up their alley, that upper echelon client who has a disposable income to spend $120 on one pair of pants. It seems to kind of go right hand in hand with that golf business. But in terms of improving their menswear business, they did sign quarterback Nick Foles just a month back or so, right when he was signing his new deal in the NFL. And this is their first big menswear ambassador. So it's a sign that they're trying to maybe appeal to some of the customers who would never really considered Lululemon before. They were maybe loyal to Nike, or just they bought Nike or Adidas or even Under Armour. So they're just trying to get out and maybe the face of some of these guys who haven't even maybe heard of Lululemon before. So that'll be a growth area to continue to watch. They're testing out some loyalty programs, which you'd sign up for a membership and you get some you pay fees throughout the year, and then you get a free pair of pants and then some other perks just to continue to build that brand loyalty, which is always what you want to see from any retailer, or really any brand in general. And I'm going to quickly now look at what our estimates are calling for their 2019 growth going forward. So for the full year, we're calling for 15% growth on the top line and 20% growth on the bottom line. So some solid double-digit top and bottom line growth. And then more importantly, for why it's a Zach's rank number one strong buy stock right now. It's seen 14 upward earning estimate revisions within the last 30 days. So basically right after they reported their fourth quarter earnings, the company provided way more positive guidance for this year. So all the analysts upping their estimates for this year, they've also upped a lot for 2020. So that's the reason for the big positivity on the bottom line estimates. And we should also note that company executives announced that they would up a stock repurchase program of up to $500 million more than previously announced, which means some Lululemon executives could see their stock is still undervalued at the moment. And then in terms of comps growth for 2019, executives expect their comparable sales will grow in the low double digits, which is a solid sign considering that they grew 17% in 2018. So a continuation of double digit comparable sales growth is always a great sign for any retail business. And then once again, Lululemon is currently a Zacks rank number one strong buy based on its really impressive positive estimate earnings estimate revision activity. And now we're going to close with another company that we've briefly talked about in the show before, and actually we mentioned them last week because one of their big competitors is Columbia Sportswear, and that is VF Corporation. They trade under the ticker VFC, and they own the North Face, Vans, Timberland, Wrangler, and Lee jeans. So in terms of their business, the North Face is a huge key aspect, which is a solid sign because North Face sales were up 10% in the first 9 months of this fiscal year for VF Corporation, and Vans sales were impressively up 30%. So some solid growth there in terms of that skateboard fashion shoe brand that's really kind of converted over into the mainstream over the last couple of years. And then in terms of denim sales, Wrangler was down 1% with Lee down 6%, which as a little side note, it's kind of an odd time then to see that Levi Strauss went public again recently, after going private years ago, when jean sales in general are on a little bit of a decline as denim loses out some of its business to companies like Lululemon and this whole athleisure trend where people are just wearing less jeans in general. So it'll be interesting to watch that business going forward. So VF Corporation is currently a Zacks ranked number two buy and is expected to see its full year revenues climb roughly 12%. Then in terms of segment growth, they're expecting to see their outdoor segment grow 8%, which is up from their previous estimate of 7%. Their active business, they're expecting to grow roughly 16%, up from as low as 14%. And then their work business, they're expecting to see grow 39%. So some solid growth there. And that's up from 35% the quarter before that when they were expecting for that full year growth. So VFC stock is up 25% so far this year. And as we talked about, if it's a Zacks rank number one or two, buy or strong buy, a lot of that has to do with their positive earning estimate revision activity. And that is what's helping VFC sport a Zacks rank number two buy right now is its positive longer term earning estimate revision activity. And then we should also note that the company does have a solid history of quarterly earnings beats, which is often a good sign for investors. This includes a 16% surprise over the trailing four periods. And despite its impressive 25% jump in 2019, VFC stock still sits roughly $10 below its 52-week high of $97 per share. And the company is also a dividend payer with a $2.04 per share annualized payout for a yield of about 2.3% at the moment. So you get some income with this stock as well. And I would quickly want to just wrap up for a broader picture of some of these sports retailers we've talked about as a moment to get a more holistic picture of everything that's happening for these companies and then compared to some of the big players, Nike and Adidas. So this is over the last 5 years, we're just going to look at how these stocks we've just talked about have performed as a whole. So Lululemon over the last 5 years has been the best performer, up over 210%. And then Adidas is the second place at this point now, a distant second compared to everyone's a distant second to Lululemon over the last 5 years. Adidas is at 132% growth. Nike's right there matching Adidas at 131%. And then you have the overall S&P 500 is up 68% over this period. So that's kind of the baseline there. So you have Lululemon, Adidas, and Nike up well above the S&P 500's average over the last 5 years. And then you have VFC, who we just spoke about, who owns the North Face, is up 52%, so trailing the market. And then you have Under Armour is the real laggard of this group, even though it's regained some of its positivity over the last year. It's down 23% over the last 5 years, and we could get into all of that at another point. But that's just kind of a holistic picture of what's going on with these stocks in terms of broader movement over the last half of a decade. And then I quickly want to mention that some other companies have remained in this business, this sports, retail, outdoor-focused business. Up-and-coming Cooler Power Yeti, who we talked about last week, trades under the ticker YETI, remains Zacks rank number one strong buy. And then kayak, camping equipment, and scuba gear, and some of the outdoor gear as well. Maker, that it's Johnson Outdoors, J-O-U-T. They also sport a Zacks rank number one strong buy at the moment. So that's kind of a little bit of an industry roundup. And then in terms of some personal news, I just want to say we will not have a show for the next 2 weeks, as I will be out for my wedding and honeymoon after that. So shout out to my soon-to-be wife Lauren. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. We will be back in a couple weeks, and until next time, I'm your host, Ben Rains. And remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.